Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And right now, I want to talk about something that's very, very serious, because I was doing a lot of reading yesterday, and this is serious. And I want to talk about drinking, not only drinking and driving. Like, man. So before I go on, a little backstory. I'm not a choir boy, nor am I a saint. Did I used to drink? Yes. Did I used to drive? Drink and drive? All the time. All the time. Why did I stop? Well, and I'd have said this in previous podcasts, I stopped because I was coming home one night. Didn't even know I was coming home. Drunk as a bitch. Blacked out. Woke up in my bed that morning, not knowing how I even got in my bed. That kind of shit. So, ride through the neighborhood, somebody flagged me down. Tell me a story that I couldn't believe. Told me that my car was in the ditch, and he and three or four other people had to literally push my car down. Now, remind you, I woke up in my bed. I didn't know what happened. So once he told me that, I immediately do what most people do when they get drunk and can't remember shit. Go backtracking. So I go to the store, look at the footage, candid camera, watch myself back up, watch myself go forward, and watch myself run right in the ditch. And watch all these people push my car down and get me home. And you know what I did? Once I gathered all the information, I went and found each individual and said, thank you. I really appreciate you, because without you, there's no way that I wasn't waking up in Suffolk jail this morning. Without you. So that's why I'm here. And I stopped drinking. And I stopped drinking and driving. One led to the other. So that's why I'm here, to talk to you about drinking. I know it's fun. Make you feel good. Make you have a good time. Get the body all loose. Get the conversation flowing. I got it. I get it. I'm with it. I used to do it. See, but it's a problem. I seen so many people yesterday with DUI, second DUI, third. And a DUI is serious. Again, not a choir boy. Done caught one. Did that stop me? Nope. I mean, I wrapped my car around a tree. If I was driving a smaller car, I'd probably been dead. I was driving an old school Lincoln Town car. And you know, them motherfuckers is built. They were built, you know what? Old cliche, built for it tough. I wrapped that bitch around a tree. And then when the police came, no lie, I had a chance to get away. But when I seen my car, I'm like, man, goddamn, what did I do? It's by the time the police came, I started talking shit. And, you know, I ended up in jail, first offense DUI, and boom, boom, boom. Did that stop me? Nope. End up catching another DUI. Yeah, I know. See, when we get froggy, that's what I call it. We get froggy. You know, we want to be rebellious because of what we did. You know, motherfucker can't tell me not to drive. Fuck wrong with them. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do until we get in trouble. Everybody have that. I don't give a fuck attitude. Soon you get in trouble, then you give a fuck. Yeah, we all like that. I know, but yeah. So that's why I'm so serious. Like, we got to be careful drinking, man. Because like I said, you have a good time. There's nothing wrong with having a good time. There's nothing wrong with taking a drink or two or maybe three. But we got to know our limit. Got to know our limit. Some people operate without a limit, and I was one of them. Again, and I got to say this over and over and over and over again. Not a choir boy, not a saint. I done did my share of drinking. I done did my share of driving. Just dumb shit. Dumb shit. Then wake up in the morning feeling like shit, looking like shit. Like, it's just not worth it. And I had to learn that. And now, you know, to be honest, completely honest, your boy has been, shit, going about 5 years now. Like, I haven't been drunk literally in maybe 5 years. 5 years. 4 to 5 years. Yeah. And I feel good. I feel good. I feel great. Like, I'm trying to live a different life at this point in time anyway, because my son only has one parent. That's me. His mother passed away. So I definitely had to make some changes. And I'm glad I started making those changes early on before his mother even passed away. And just speaking of his mother, Trina, rest in peace, baby. We miss you. We love you. No doubt. But yes, she would be happy with a lot of the changes that I have made today, especially stop smoking cigarettes. That was a big one. That was a real big one. And yes, going on 3 months clean of not smoking. Feels good too. Feel real good, but I digress. It's all about not drinking and driving. I'm not asking you not to drink. I'm asking you to know your limit. And if you know one thing for sure, you can't drive. Please, if you've been drinking, catch an Uber, taxi, but please don't drive, because that ride has potential to be your last. That ride really do has potential to be your last. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, like, I just want everybody to be okay. And again, I'm not saying, please don't take my words the wrong way, I'm not saying don't drink. All I'm saying is, if you're going to drink, know your limit and have a designated driver. Because the last thing you want to do is be behind the wheel and hurt somebody. 9 times out of 10, kill somebody and not hurt yourself. If you haven't took notice that a drunk person never dies, it's the people that he or she hit do. They always come from an accident unscathed sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Alcohol have a way of taking impact if it's not life-threatening. So on that note, please, if you're listening to this podcast, take your time drinking. I'm not saying don't drink. All I'm saying is, when you know you're starting to feel it, if I were you, I'd let that be it. And on that note, thank you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate everybody. I love you. And tell people about me. You know how I'm doing it. You know what I mean? And on that note, I'm out.